This is the gospel picked for St. Matthias. And it's a place that opens up for us the life of the Trinity and urges us to enter into that and to imitate that. And that's why it says, you see, as the Father loves me, so also I love you. Well, the first thing we have to do then is say, Lord, give us an idea of how much the Father loves you. How do we get it, you know? But I think he says to us, let's look at it first the other way. How much do I love the Father? I pour out my whole self to the Father in my human nature so you can see it. That's the way we have been from all eternity. Totally poured out for each other. And I'm inviting you into that life with us. And I'm inviting you to make it live among you. That kind of love. You see? If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. You know, as life goes on, this makes more and more sense. He loves us. We hear that every day, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we stop once and try to beg the Holy Spirit, just give me a glimpse of what that means. You see, I love you the way the Father loves me. Now, what does that mean? You know? Well, he can't love me that way. I'm a sinner. Look, if he's going to specialize, he won't love anybody. But there's something here. It's been, in the last week or two particularly, it's been the underlying revelation. This love. And so I think it would be great today at prayer to just say, Lord, open this up for me. You know, show me what this means. We're invited into his love. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Of course. I love you. Whatever you want, that's fine. And so it's such an invitation, you see. Now, he goes on. I have told you this. Why? Well, I like a well-ordered universe. And so, no. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you. And your joy might be complete. And what's that joy? Doing his will as I delight to do the Father's will. You know, then that big argument they have in John 5. He finally says, in effect, I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. Can you imagine? You know, and that's the way, that's what I invite you into. Well, if that's what he invites us into, we're going to have to find out how much he loves the Father, aren't we? So we got to pray. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends. If you do what I command you, you see, not because I'm a general, but because I'm a savior. What am I going to command you to do? I'm going to command you to follow the way that leads to the heart of the Father. In this world and in the next. So then of course we're friends. We're not only friends, we're brothers and sisters. Because we have the same Father. Oh, I think that's going too far. Really? What does the Holy Spirit teach you to pray? Abba. That's what I say from eternity to the Father. I want to give you a share in the affection I have for my Father, so that you love him the way I do, with total love, abandonment, and a divine affection. So whatever you want, Father, I trust you. That's fine, I'll do it. At least I'll try. It's you know, when you're watching the lives of the saints, you see this happen. You know, they're very devout and very fervent and working hard and doing all that stuff. And all of a sudden, at a certain point, it all takes energy from love. For the Father, for the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for all the human beings in the world. You see, this is why we have all this. And one of the reasons is, of course, well, you see, it's still right in that John, this is from Matthias, but it's picked, you know, because everybody knows when they make out this liturgy that Matthias is going to come in Easter time. So let's get a text from John to instruct people on what it means to be an apostle. It means to love me. You see? Greater love than this, nobody has, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's what I want. You see? You're my friends if you do what I command you. How many times in this one discourse have we heard this exhortation? Do what I tell you. How many times? Somebody could go through, start with chapter 13 and go through and bring back tomorrow the number so we can all find out. I mean, this is what he's talking about, you see? Why? Because look, he says to us, I am the Son of God. I know how to get you from where you are into the very bosom of the Father. But you're going to have to do what I tell you. You know, I don't know why it comes to me, but in the desert fathers, you know, you really obey your spiritual director, your spiritual father. I mean, and the image they give is, look, this is like doing second story thievery. You know, we're tiptoeing around this house, and boy, you better do exactly what I tell you, we'll both get caught. Well, it's that serious that you do what I tell you. You see? It's a funny image, isn't it? You are my friends if you do what I command you. Why? Because I don't call you slaves anymore. You know? Slave doesn't know what his master is doing. I call you friends because I've told you everything I heard from the Father. That's infinite. You'd think if there was an announcement that in 10 minutes, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to tell us everything he ever heard from the Father. Boy, we'd be awake, right? He does it all the time. All that I heard from the Father. You see? That's why I call you friends. Because I tell you everything. You know, Teresa of Avila was once talking to Jesus about another friend she had. And she said, you know, I think he ought to be our friend. Like, I think we ought to bring him into our relationship. You know? Wouldn't it be great to know Jesus that way? That's what he wants. You see? See, you didn't choose me. I chose you. You wouldn't be sitting in this chapel this morning if I hadn't acted first in your life. You see? It was not you who chose me. I chose you. And I've appointed you to bear fruit. Fruit that will remain. It's nice to think of that, isn't it? You know, my life is going to mean something. It's going to bear fruit. If I just do what you tell me. See, this is the way to happiness. And remember, it starts off, St. Thomas, reading St. Thomas this morning on, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. He says, well now, let's look at this. You see, can you imagine? The Father loves me from all eternity with an infinite love. He's poured his whole being into me, and that's the way I love you. You'd think we'd be embarrassed, if nothing else, to do what he tells us, wouldn't you? Even if we're not too good at loving, at least we'd be so embarrassed to see infinite love coming. We'd say, I got to do something. You know, I got to answer you. See, I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Isn't that something? We just buried Anne yesterday, right? Okay. As she was dying, she could say to herself, my life means something. I lived a life that has got eternal meaning. I'm not a saint, but I gave it my best shot, and this is the promise, that the fruit that I bear will last forever. That's wonderful, isn't it? So, now that you're in the family, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give you. Why? You see, because we love each other. Okay, then, I'm ready. I'm set. I want to get in on this. All right, what do I do? This is what I command you to do. Love each other. Isn't that beautiful? If we really do this, the world would be beating down our doors to join us. Right? And then we go out to them in love. You know, when St. John was very old and everybody was hanging around with him, he always said one thing. Little children love each other. So they said, haven't you got anything else to say? I mean, you know, you keep saying this over and over again. And he said, look, that's the meaning of your existence. That's why we exist.